Got it.
I'm getting everybody in. Hold on.
Morning, everybody.
Yourself.
Welcome
Morning,
to Zoom.
sweetie.
Enter your meeting ID followed by.
Morning.
Enter your participant ID followed by you are in the meeting now. There are 9 participants in the meeting. You have been put on hold by the host.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. It seems to work now. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
Hi, Jeff.
I got all my windows and logged back in.
Yeah, that's what I did. I shut down Zoom, reinstalled it.
We are on the bottom of Mem Hey Amadeus. We are on the second to wide line where it says Time of Mai. The Gemara wants to know, Time of Mai, what is the reason that menorahs are more muksa than other things, right? According to Reb Shimon, right? Even he agreed that at some level, even he agreed that menorahs were muksa. He held that a ner, a candle, really a utensil that holds a candle, that wasn't muksa. That if it goes out the candle, you can use it. You can use it for something else. But a menorah, that he held was muksa. What's the difference? Time am I? What's the difference? So, Rabba Rav Yosef de Amri Tarvayu, Hoil va Adam Kovea lo Makom. Because the menorah, you are Kovea the spot, you keep it in the same spot. Therefore, what? Therefore, what? What does that have to do with anything? So, Tosfos explains that others explain also that since you're Kovea it in one spot, you don't want it to really to move. It's called Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. That's expensive. You don't move such a things, and therefore it's considered muksa. That's the best I can tell you. Amalei Abayler of Yosef. 1 second. Vahare kilas chasanim. What about a chasin bed? It's called a chasin bed. Does the art school have a picture of it? They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have a picture of the Adam Kovea lo makom. Same thing. A bed, you kovea the spots. And Vahamar Shmuel, Mishum Rabchia. Kilas chasanim, if you have such a bed, mutar lintosa, you're allowed to undo the bed. I got it. Ubu mutar leparka b'shabbos. You're allowed to undo it, and you're allowed to redo it. You can take it apart and put it back together again. Says Rashi on top, distam kilas chasanim, distam such a keli, in lo gag tefach, the roof is not a tefach wide. Shenaklitin yotzin l'shnei roshi hamita, be'emta, because I guess beams go out from both sides of the bed, the emsa, echelakan, from the middle, one here, one there, the nosin klumsin mizelazet, and then you throw over a sheet, umashlich, and then it becomes an ohel, vuhumishupa lakan lakan, and then it slopes down like a teepee. The given she ain't a ruch of tefach, but it's not even a tefach wide. It's not even a tefach wide. Ain't a ohel. It's not considered an ohel. Ve'ein ba lo binyan v'lo stira. It's not building. It's not stira. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So why is there a different halacha when it comes to a menorah, when it comes to a bed? El amar abaya. You're right. There's a different reason why you're not allowed to build. Why you're not allowed to move a menorah. Whole different reason. What's the reason? B'shel cholios. Because the menorah is made out of pieces. It's a what do you call it? It's an erector set menorah. Therefore what? Says Rashi, the last wide line. The menorah shall prukim. It's a menorah of pieces. Shema tipol. Maybe it'll fall. The tisparek. And it's going to break apart. The achzirena. And you're going to put it back together. The nimtza osikli. And it turns out, you made a kli on Shabbos.
Isn't that the same thing as the bed, though?
What?
Isn't that the same thing as the bed?
The bed's not a kli. I don't know why the bed's not a kli.
No, it's not building because it's. I thought because less than a tefach, wasn't that it? Because it's not building.
That still building.
So what was it then?
He still put something together. The problem was I wasn't making an Ohel. It wasn't an Ohel. Now he came in with a new reason. The new reason is you're building Kalim. And that's a malach of building. That's what Rashi seems to say. Osikli. Others argue, Tosfos points out that Beishamai hold, Beishil, we hold like hold, there's no binyan when it comes to Kalim. There's no binyan by Kalim. You get a binyan by a building.
It's not the type
you can't have binyan. What?
Rashi said it's not like a tent because it's less than a tefach. So I guess it's not binyan.
That's right.
But in Menorah,
that's right.
Katish, maybe. Or maybe it's binyan.
So Rashi holds it's bona. Trust me. But Tosfos says it can't be bona because there's no binyan by Kalim. It must be something else. But either way, that's the problem.
Maybe it's not. Why isn't it nolad?
Yeah. Why isn't it nolad? What's nolad? All the pieces are here. All the pieces are here. You just stack them together.
So if you
Rashi doesn't define what he just says. Oseh kli, whatever that is. He doesn't, say it's binyan.
I understand. I'm telling you from other places. But I understand. We're gonna have this up later in the week. I understand.
He's finishing it. That's it, right?
In other words, in a chenami, as we stand right now, there is no reason why Rav Shimon should be more machmir when it comes to a menorah over a ner. The only reason why he's more machmir is because there's another side issue now when it comes to a menorah. That side issue is he making a kli. That's the only issue now. Nothing to do with muksa, right? Now, ihachi my time of Shimon belakish deshari. Then how come Rav Shimon said it's mutter? So the Gemara says, my cholius. No, when we said over here that it's cholius, it doesn't really mean it's cholius. It means ke'en cholius. It's like cholius, the isbei chidki, where it has grooves, where you're going to make the menorah much more firm, right? It's not Lego, where if you drop it, it'll fall apart. No, it's much more firm than that. It's much more firm than that. And therefore, Hilkach, here we go. Chulios, if it's really made from pieces, Bein Gedola, Bein Kitana, Asur L'Taltala. Doesn't matter given what size it is. Big or small, you can't move the menorah. Why not? Why can't you move the menorah? Because we're afraid you're going to drop it, break it, and then put it back together. Gedola, Nami, the Isbe Chidki, and even if it's very firm, where it's not going to break, Gezeira atu gedola decholius. It's a gezeira atu the cholius menorah. Ki pligi, when do they argue? The katana. By a small menorah, the isbe chidki, that is firm. Rabbi Yochanan, mar savar holds gozrinan. Well, goes are still. Umar savar, and Rosh Lakish holds, lo gozrinan. That we don't make such a gezeira. So it turns out, fine. That's the end of the story. That's the story with menorahs. It has nothing to do with muksa. It has nothing to do with muksa at all. It's a binyan issue, building issue. Next. Now, yesterday
it seems it's an issue of size. The exceptions, he says, is the size. If it's a gedola, okay, it's one thing. If it's katana, it's another thing. So the issue is the size.
That's right. I just said that.
I'll mute it.
What's the matter? Okay, now, yesterday, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? With a more machmer way of muksa. Now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan hold like that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha is like a stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always held from stam mishnahs. Utnan, and there's a mishnah in Masechtas Kalim. We did this mishnah a few days ago. Muchni means a wheel. Mukhni shala, the wheel of a wagon, shehun shmetes, that the wheel can come off, ein chiburla, it's not connected to the wagon, ein nimdedes ima, it's not when you measure the wagon to see how much the wagon holds, because if it holds more than 40 saw, then it loses its status as a kli. You don't count how big the wagon is, the wheel is not part of the cheshbon, ein matzelas ima of ol ames. And it won't save somebody from Ohel HaMeis, meaning if you're inside the wagon and the wagon's moving over graves, you will not become Tameh, because the wagon's a Chatzitza. But if you stick your head out of the wagon, and now you're over the wheel, you won't get saved. You will become tummy. Why? You're on top of an oven, on top of a grave. Aye, but the wheel's in the way. That doesn't count. Then Gorbanos of Shabbos, and you're not allowed to drag a wheel on Shabbos. Because if you drag a wheel, you're going to make a furrow. This mancha yesh alehamos, and if it has money on it, that's when it has money on it. Ha'en alehamos, but if it doesn't have money on it, sharia, then it's mutter. Even though the money was there on Bein HaShemashos. Now, according to Yehuda, if the money was there on Bein HaShemashos, and then the money got taken off during Shabbos somehow, you still can't move the wagon. Why? Because once it was there on Bein HaShemashos, it's stuck. That's it. The wagon's also. This Mishnah says that the only time it's a problem is if the money's on there on Bein HaShemashos. But if the money's off, you can move the money. You can move the wagon. How can that be? Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yaltik of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds from this Bein HaShemashos rule. If the money was on the wagon during Bein HaShemashos, even if someone took the money away, one of the kids came and took the money away, and now there's no money on this wagon, you still can't move the wagon. And the Mishnah says you can. Takani Holok of Yehuda. He'll take a Stam Mishnah always. Amar Abzira. Hey, Mishnah Seinu. Shalo Hayu Alamos Kol Bein HaShemashos. The only way to make this Mishnah make sense is that the money wasn't there, the whole Bein HaShemashos. So if the money wasn't there, the whole Bein HaShemashos, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree the money, the wagon doesn't become usher, because it wasn't there, the whole Bein HaShemashos. It's the only way to make this Mishnah make sense. Shlalish bar divar shal Rabbi Yochanan. Not to make Rabbi Yochanan, but you have a problem. What do you want to have a problem? On the one hand, the Hotzik of Yehuda. On the other hand, the Hotzik Stam Mishnah. How can he make that jive? Very simple. This Mishnah, the money wasn't there, the whole Bein HaShemashos. Very good.
Nachum, you keep using the term the whole Bein HaShemashos. If something was placed on, if something is muktzah part of Bein HaShemashos, is it muktzah on Shabbos or not?
So no, the answer is no. The answer is it's not. It has to be there the whole Bein HaShemashos.
So if somebody puts it, if Bein HaShemashos is X period, and somebody just comes at the last minute before Shabbos and throws something on there and makes it muktzah, then it's not muktzah because the whole Bein HaShemashos, it wasn't muktzah.
Well, 1 second. If it's still there, of course it's still muktzah. The question is, it was there and then someone took it off.
And somebody took it off. Okay.
So it has to be there, the whole Bein HaShemashos. That's it. Once it's Bein HaShemashos, it's also the rest of Shabbos. Here, the Mishnah said you can move the wagon. How can you move the wagon? The answer is it wasn't there, the whole Bein HaShemashos. Someone took it off. Okay. Where am I? I'm Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Pamachas, one time, Holach Rabbi de Yuspura. Rabbi went to the town of Yuspura. The horror of the menorah, to Reb Shimon Biner. And he passed in when it comes to a menorah and Reb Shimon, but like an heir. So the Gemara wants to know, is that two psaks or is that one psak? The Iboy Lahu. Horror of the menorah, to Reb Shimon Biner, lehet teira. That he like Reb Shimon when it comes to an heir, lehet teira. That what? That once the heir goes out, you can move the heir. Odilma, horror of the menorah, lehet surah. By menorah, he held Osir. But when it came to an area, he held like Reb Shimon. In other words, is it one psak or is it two psaks? So take it. We don't know the answer to that question. Okay. Rav Malkiah once, Iklal Lebe Reb Simloi. He once went to Reb Simloi, Umitaltal Shraga, and he moved the candle. It doesn't mean a candle. It means when the candle went out. Right? He moved. That's what it means. He moved. The Iklal Reb Simloi. Reb Simloi got upset at him. Now he held like Reb Shimon. But Reb Simloi got upset at him. Reb Yossi from Galilee, Iklala Asrei Reb Yossi Barbi Chanina. He went to him. Tiltal Shraka. He moved the candle. The Ikra, it doesn't mean a candle. Again, it means a nair, a candelabra, a kli, when the candle went out. The Ikra Reb Yossi Barbi Chanina. And Reb Yossi Barbi Chanina got upset at him. Reb Avo, ki Iklala Asrei Reb Shuman Levi, when he went to his town, Hayu Matalatal Shraka. He would move candelabras. When it's Reb Yochanan's house for Shabbos, he wouldn't do that. So Manashach, E, Reb Yehuda Svirle, Levin Reb Yehuda. If he holds a Reb Yehuda, he holds a Reb Yehuda. And he Reb Shimon Svirle, Levin Reb Shimon. And if he holds a Reb Shimon, he shall like Reb Shimon. What's going on? La'olam Reb Shimon Svirle. Really, he holds a Reb Shimon. Umishum, Kavodah Reb Yochanan, Lohud, Lo'avid. Yeah, but when it was in Reb Yochanan's house for Shabbos, he wouldn't touch it. Why? Because he knew Reb Yochanan held like Reb Yehuda that it's Asur. That of covet to him, he wouldn't touch it. Really held his mutter. When he went to that guy's house for Shabbos, he wouldn't do it. Fine. Amar Yehuda, Shraga de Mishcha, Shari Latalkala.
Menachem Rabbi Yochanan looks like who?
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
So then it's Usher.
That's right. So, but he, but this Rabbi Shua, but this, this, who's this person? Rabbi Avo, when he went to Rabbi Yochanan's house, he wouldn't move the candle. Why? Because he knew Rabbi Yochanan held his Usher. So out of his respect for him, I won't touch it. When I go to his house, I will touch it. When I go to him, I won't. Not a stira.
Yeah, Menachem.
I'm Rabbi Yehuda.
Menachem.
Yeah.
Like, what's the happen here? Why? How could I come to your house and I know you hold A and I'm going to do B? It's like you know, what's the, like what, you know, why would we think he would do the, you know, like, you know, the opposite of what his host is doing? You know, that's not.
Because I'll tell you why. Let's say, it's not so crazy. Let's say I hold that you shouldn't open bottles on Shabbos. But you hold it's allowed to. So when you come to my house, you open the bottle. I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to get upset at you.
Oh, you might.
Well, I'm gonna say you're a guy? No. So I hold not and you hold yes, but the other way around. At the end of the world. Amar Yehuda, Shraga de Mishcha, a candle made out of oil, that the fire, the fuel was oil, Shari L'Toltula, that you're allowed to move. The naft, also L'Toltula. But if it was made out of naft, if the fuel was naft, which is much more foul smelling, then already you can't move it because now it's foul smelling. What are you going to do? You're going to put something in there? It smells. Rabbi Rav Yosef, the naft did not mean Shari L'Toltula. No, even naft you could use. Now, the parentheses will wait safe for two lines from now. Listen to the story. Rav Avya, Ikla de Rava. Rav Avya went to Rava's house. Havimiyasin de Kari Batina. Rav Avya's shoes were very dirty. He had dirty shoes, muddy shoes. Asive Apuria Kamei de Rava. And he gets to Rava's house and he puts his shoes up on the coffee table. His muddy shoes he puts on the coffee table, right? Ikbid Rava. Rava got upset at that. Boil the Tayure. He wanted to bother Rav Avya. Right? So Amale. So he asked him the following question. Is that gonna bother him and torture him? You know, he asked him a halacha question. My timer, Rav Rav Yosef to Amri Tavayu, Shraga Dinef, Nami Sharlatal Tule. How can they hold you allowed to move a nair that's made with that the fuel was naft? It's so foul smelling. What, you gonna put cherries in that? Not gonna do that. How come it's mutter? Why is it mutter? And get your feet off the tablecloth. And get your feet off the table, right? Why is it mutter? And get your feet off the table. So Amalek, he told him like this. Hollow the chazil akashi beimona. Because you could use the nair to cover a kli. It still has a purpose. So Rava says, Elamiyata, if that's true. Called Sraos Shabachasim Metalton. Then every rock in the garden you can move. Howel v'chazi l'kasu b'mana. You also use it to cover a kli. Every rock, you don't know such thing as mooks anymore. Amalei, no. Ha toras kli aleha. That's a kli. Ha, the rocks in the garden, leka toras kli aleha. They're not kalim. There's a different rule when it comes to kalim. Kalim can be moved. L'tzarach gufo l'tzarach mkomo. Muksa machmas gufo cannot. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? We turn over the page. Hashirim, which are bracelets. Vahanizamim, and earrings. Vahatabahat, other kind of rings. Harihen kichol ha-kelim anitolim b'chatzar. They're like all other kelim that could be moved in the chatzar. What is that about? So Rashi says like this. Afal pi, even though, top line. You're not allowed a woman is not allowed to go out with these jewelry. This is in the Gemara's time. I'm not talking about today, the Erev, even if there's no Erev. In the Gemara's time, a woman was not supposed to go out with jewelry on Shabbos. Why not? Clothing you could go out with, right? So what's wrong with jewelry? So the Rashi points out, so we're going to learn it later. Gzeira Dilma Shalfa Umachve. We were afraid a woman was going to take off the jewelry to show her friend. Look at this bracelet. Let me show you the bracelet. You got to see the whole thing. Let me take it off and show you. And then they're carrying in the street. So because of that reason, they made a gzeira, no jewelry on Shabbos. Right? And the Gemara has a whole perek. Well, if you can't take it off, well, the whole discussion about that. That's the bottom line. So Mihu says the Rashi, Toras clearly, they're still kalim. A ring and a bracelet is still a kli. and you can move them if they're not malbush. In other words, I'm in my yard. So why am I having a bracelet here? I don't know. I'm going to use it for I don't know what. Some need, that's mutter. So it says, Rav Avi says to Rava, even though I have my feet on the table, it's not right because they're dirty shoes, but I'm still right about this. You can't compare a keli to a non-keli. A keli, I can use it for another purpose, which is why I'm allowed to have my ring out in the yard. I'm not going out into the street. I'm not going to show somebody it. That's not why I have it here. I have it for another reason. Since it's a keli, it's mutter. A rock is not mutter. A rock is not a keli. That's the difference. But Amar Ula, and Ula said, Ma'atam, what's the reason that you can walk around with your jewelry in the yard, in your Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in your yard? Hal, v'etotoras kli aleha, because they're considered Caleb. Hachanami, so too with the Nair, even though it's very foul-smelling. Hal, v'etotoras kli aleha, it's considered a Torah's kli, has the status of a kli, and therefore it's mutter to move. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Baruch Rachmana de lokas be Rava l'Rav Avya. Thank goodness that Rava didn't really embarrass Rav Avya. All he did was ask him a shayla. You hear that, Yossi? All he did was ask him a shayla. He could have really tortured him. And he let him go. He let him go. Baruch Hashem, he let him go. Okay. What that means, I don't know. Rami le Abaya le Rava. Abaya asked Rava the following question. Tanya, we learned, Moser Hashem and Shebenev Shebekaira, Osir. The leftover oil in the candle is Osir. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says it's not Osir. So you lit a candle Friday night and went out. And there's still oil in there. So can I use that oil for my salad? Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Shimon says yes. Alma, Reb Shimon, less le muksa. So you see from here that Reb Shimon doesn't hold for muksa. Because when you lit that candle on Friday, you had in mind it's going to be over here fuel for this fire, not for my salad. So what changes? What changed? Obviously, he doesn't hold for muksa. V'ruminu, that's a problem. Because Reb Shimon Omer, kol she'ein mumo nikar be'erev yontif, ein zem min amuchan. Which means, there's a halacha like this. A few rules. Number one, you're allowed to shecht animals on Yontif. You're allowed to shecht animals on Yontif, right? It's mutter on Yontif. Shabbos, you're not allowed to. But on Yontif, you're allowed to. Number two, let's say you have a bechor. Let's say you have a bechor. Can I shecht my bechor on Shabbos, on Yontif? Yes. I have a bechor, right? Now, if the bechor has a mum, what do I do with it? I give it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen can eat it in his backyard by himself. If it doesn't have a mum, I got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So can I show the mum to an expert on Yontif? After all, if it has a mum, then the Kohen can eat it on Yontif. If it doesn't have a mum, then I got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, can I bring it to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif? I don't think the Beis HaMikdash shechts bechors on Yontif. They're too busy. But if it has a mum, then I can hand it over to the Kohen, and the Kohen can make a shechtit and have a invite over his old friends and have a Yontif, big Yontif Suda. So can I show the mum to an expert on Yontif? Reb Shimon says, no, you can't do that. Why does Reb Shimon say, no, you can't do that? Call She'ein Mumo Nikar, the Erev Yontif. If the mum did not exist on Erev Yontif, then it's not considered muchan, it's not prepared, and you can't go show it to an expert on Yontif, right? Why not? It must be because he holds it's like muksa. You can't go parade this around and go to what's it called? And go to some expert. Oh, by the way, there's a mum over there, so therefore I can give it to the Kohen, my neighbor, the Kohen. You can't do that. So it's a little bit of a contradiction in Reb Shimon. What's the contradiction? On the one hand, he holds no such thing as muksa. You can use the oil when the light goes out. And here he holds, he can't take the animal and go show it to an expert. Says the Gemara, Hachi Nashta, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hasam, buy the oil, Adam Yoshevu Mitzapa. The guy sits there and is waiting. Amosai Tukaba Haner. When's the candle going to go out already? I need some oil for my salad. Now, even though nobody puts oil in a candle hoping it's going to go out so you can save the oil, that's not normal. It's not normal behavior. You put oil in a candle because you want the candle to light. So what do you mean? He's waiting for the candle to go out. He's waiting. So the answer is, Fasamas explains, listen, he put in the oil for the light. But he always knows, every Shabbat, same thing, it always goes out. There's always a little bit left over. It's always normal. So he's waiting. When that goes out, I'm going to use it for my salad. It's going to happen eventually. So you know what? It's not really off your radar. It's not off your radar. You know, every Shabbat, same story. Every Friday night, the same story. So it's not off your radar. So when it goes out, I'm going to use the oil for my salad. No muksa. However, when it comes to the animal, you know what has to happen for you to go to the expert? You have to wake up in the morning and say to yourself, you know what? That looks like a mum. That might be a mum. Maybe it's not a mum. Who am I showing it to? The expert? He's not even here for yontif. He went away for yontif. Like, so many things have to happen, right? Hacha, over here by the Bukhar, Adam Yoshivu Matsape, a guy sits and wakes up in the morning, ooh, hopefully there'll be a mum. They don't have to bring a carbon Bukhar. Nobody says that. Hopefully there'll be a mum, so I don't have to bring a carbon Bukhar. I can give it to the Kohen instead. Nobody says that. Yoshivu Matsape, Masa Yipo Bo Mum. Right? Memer Omar, first he says, Mi Yemar Denafel Be Mum. Who said there's going to be a mum? Bim Tim Salama Denafel Be Mum. And even if there is a mum, Mi Yemar Denafel Be Mum Kavua. Who said it's going to be a permanent mum? Vayam tim to lama denafel b'mum kavua, and even if it is a permanent mum, and I cannot bring it for a kohen, mi yam adim is dakik lechachem. Who said I'm going to find the chachem to show it to? That's totally different. Says Rav Shimon, you know what? You wake up in the morning and you have a mum, you're not going to show it to a chachem. You know why? Because when you went to sleep the night before, you weren't dreaming it's going to, all this is going to happen. Therefore, it's off your radar and it's muksa. When it comes to the oil, of course you're thinking about it. Because you know why? Every Shabbat, same story. Every Shabbat is always leftover oil. Totally different. Now that we said that, Masa Rabbi Bar Chama, there's not halacha. Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to be made for neders on Shabbos. V'nishalim l'nedarim shein l'tzarek Shabbos. And you could, again, you could be made for, a husband could be made for his wife's neder on Shabbos. Now, why could he do that? Amal, let's say the same story. Lema, let's say, mi yemar demizdakek lebal, who said the husband's going to be around? That's a little bit of a funny statement, right? I mean, the husband's always around, right? So Rashi says, v'amai, it's like right in the middle over there, v'amai muteres lechel. And what happened was, your wife made a neder that she's not going to eat on Shabbos. Not going to eat on Shabbos. She wants to be on a big diet, and she made a neder, I'm not eating today on Shabbos, I'm taking a neder. So you have the right of the husband to be made for her neder, right? So, and you can do that even on Shabbos. You can be for the neder on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Amay Muteris Lechol, Tafilu Shari Labal. The Baal can be made from her neder. Listar La Mishum Muksa. She should be ushered to eat because of Muksa. What's Muksa? Da Asta Ascha Daite, right? Because she had all food off her radar. I'm not eating food today. I'm on a diet. I'm fasting. I'm taking an eder. The Amra Mi Yamal the Mizakik Lebal. Who said the Baal's going to be interested in listening to her neder? Maybe he wouldn't be interested. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Hasa Gedir Pinchas Mishmei Derava. The Amra of Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Kal Hanodaros Adas Baile Hinoderas. A woman knows the halacha, and she knows that whenever she makes a neder, it's only with the consent of the husband. If the husband doesn't like the neder, he's made for it. Right? As long as, I think it's only if it has to do with him. Things have to do with him. If she makes an edda, I'm not eating potato chips. I'm not so sure he could be made for that. But if she says, I'm not coming to the Suda. I'm not coming to the Shabbos Suda. I'm staying in my bed. What kind of Suda is that? You made for that. So she knows that when she makes that edda, it's up to him. So what do you mean he's not going to be around? It's up to him. And she knows that.
Hey, Menachem.
Tashma. Yeah.
You can render perfectly good food muksa. Let's say, I mean, it's a shovel of kol adam, it's a potato kugel. You could say, for me, it's muksa. You can do that? I mean, it's...
Yeah. But listen to the next question. Tashma, how about this one? Mish'al l'nedarim shal tzarek Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now we're talking about a guy made stam a neder. Not a woman who has to get the husband. You made a neder. You made a neder. I'm not eating any food today. So you know what? You can go to a chacham on Shabbat and be made for it. Vamai, why is that true? Lema, mi yema medagli chacham, and they won't find a chacham. There's no chacham in my town. So Gemara says, no, chacham, ilam medagli chacham, tagli the gibel had yotos. Because if you don't find the chacham, you can go to three regular people. Since you can go to three regular people, it's always made for a bull, and therefore it's not muksa. Ha, come to the Bukhar, me yemen the mezakalei chacham. Who said you're going to find the chacham?
A person now, make a neder on Shabbos.
That's the whole shaila. Can you pass on Shabbos, right? You mean, because you want to make a neder not to
right, can't make a neder because neder's even chal.
Right. So let's say it was only for the day, but not a Friday night. So not the whole Shabbos. You're not going to hear Kiddush. I don't know. Okay, you have to think of how you work this out. It's a detail. No, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Then the
Shabbos
wouldn't start.
So maybe it's chal. Maybe it's chal. No, because a shavu you can make on Shabbos. A shavu you can make that goes against the Torah. Not a what's it called? Not a neder. Yeah, it's complicated. But in theory. Okay. Rami Le'abayler of Yosef. Now, a new thing. Mi Amar Reb Shimon Kavsa Mutu L'Taltala. That if it went out, if the candle went out, you can move the Nair now. Kavsa in, lo Kavsa lo. But if it didn't go out, you can't move the candle. My time, why not? Why can't you move the candle even if it didn't go out? Why not? Kozer Shimon, why do you have to wait for it to go out? Why can't you move it? I want to move from the dining room to the bedroom. I want to read. I want some light. Why can't I move it? Dilma, Bahad, Zinafit, Lake Kavsa. You know why? Because while you're moving it, it's going to go out. It'll blow out while you're moving it. Better be careful. So what said the Gemara? So what? Hashmila Reb Shimon, the Amar Dava She'ena Mitzchavin Mutter. Something that might or might not happen, he holds its mutter. Not 100% it's going to go out. Not 100% it's going to go out. It might go out, it might not go out. Be careful. And if it goes out, you didn't do anything wrong. So why can't I move the candle to the bedroom? Titania, Reb Shimon Omer, Gor Adam Kisei Umita Besasel. You let him drag a chair, a bench, or something else, you know, a bed. You don't have in mind to make a charit. It might happen, it might not happen. It's a very small chair, and it's very loose earth. It might not happen. So Gemara says like this. Listen to this. Kol hecha dechi mechavein ikri sura doraisa. If I don't have kavana, and I'm going to be over in isa doraisa, so kilo mechavein gazra Rav Shimon derabanan. So when I'm not mechavein, therefore the Rav Shimon says derabanan made a gzera. In other words, as Rashi points out, if I drag a bench, if I drag a chair across the lawn and I make a photo, is that a doraisa or is that a derabanan? The answer is it's a derabanan. You know why? Because it's not a normal way to drag, that's not a normal way to plow. Nobody plows by taking a chair and dragging it across the lawn. That's not a normal way to do it. Therefore, it's only derabanan. And therefore, if it's a davish ena mitzchavein, it's mutter. However, putting candles to go out, that's a mitzvah doraisa.
Why is it a psikh?
What?
Why isn't it psikh? He's going to drag it.
Because it's not 100%. Let me answer you. Because it's not 100% is going to go out. That's why. Not 100% sure. Psikh means it's automatically going to happen. It's not a psikh. But putting out a candle is a doraisa. And therefore, I don't let you move the candle even if it's a davish ena mitzchavein. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. You hear that? Kol hecha dechi mechavin iki sura derabanan. But if you're only going to be over nisa derabanan, kilo mechavin, if you don't have kavana, shor Rav Shimon lechatchila. Rav Shimon said it's mutter lechatchila. That's why you can move the bench, because the bench is only it's a klachayad, it's a weird way of plowing. That's only also derabanan. And since you might come to make a furrow, you might not make a furrow, we allow it. However, putting out a candle is a daraisa, right? So this is a daraisa. Therefore, even if you don't have intentions to do it, we're not going to let you move the candle. David, you look puzzled.
I feel like we're making Rav Shimon a lot harsher than he seems to be in the last couple of daf. He used to give blanket statements. Muksa, there's no muksa, that's it, and it's done. Now you're saying it's only situation.
This has nothing to do with muksa. This is because you might as well put the candle out. Not muksa. You're right. For muksa, I would let him move it. A separate issue. The candle might go out. And if the candle goes out, you're already in the door, right? What?
This is just Dabr Shein HaMisgavin, Alofa, that's it.
Exactly. Only to do with Dabr Shein HaMisgavin. It's not 100% sure it's going to go out, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, since it's candles, it's a daraisa, you're not allowed to move the candle because maybe it'll go out. Asks the Ramban, wait a minute. Doesn't Rav Shimon hold that a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is putter? It's only a derabanan. So you're moving the candle from the bedroom to the from the dining room to the bedroom because you want to read in your bed, and the candle goes out. What is that? It's a derabanan. Why? Because it's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. I don't want the candle to go out, and therefore it should be derabanan. And if it's a derabanan, it should be allowed to move it. That's a very good question. It's such a good question that the Ramban can only think of a very bad answer. He answers, no, you want the charcoal after it goes out. So therefore, it's a malacha she'tzricha legufa, which is such a dochic answer. Such a dochic answer, right? A very, very big dochic answer. Yeah. That's what he says. Okay. That's what he says. Okay. Now, one second. We're almost finished. Masiv Rava. One second. We just said that if it's an Isidoraisa, then Rav Shimon's Machnir. If it's a Darabanan, he's Makel. But now I'm going to show you a case where it's an Isidoraisa, and he's also Makel. The case of the Shatnez. Mochrik Sus, Mochrik Kedarkan. A guy who sells clothing, you can try on the clothing, even if it's Shatnez. But you can't have in mind that you're getting hanah from it. And it's not a psik ratio you're going to get hanah because you're wearing another suit. That's a new win, but the machmirim, mafshilim, machal achareyin. They would use a stick, because they would use a mannequin, because they want to even wear shanas even when they're just trying it on. V'ahacha, d'chi mechavin yisur d'araitza, ikka, kilo mechavin sharib shirim lechachila. How come Shimon allows it? It's an isadaraisa, wearing shanas. So because of this question, we have to change our entire understanding. Why on earth does Rav Shimon hold you can't move the candle from here to there? It can't be because the candle is going to go out. That can't be the reason. Because it's a davar she'ein mischavin, that would not be a reason. It can't be the reason. Because even on the door right, he says it's allowed to do it. Davar she'ein mischavin. So what's the reason? Here's the reason. Ela amar Rava hine Hanach l'ner shemen upsila. The candle is a different story. When it's lit, ho'il v'nase basis l'davar ha'aser. The candle becomes a basis for something that's aser. Says Rashi, l'shal heves, to the flame, the b'hachi hay muksa, because the flame is muksa. Modir of Shimon, shahakli, tafel, l'shal heves, ba'odabo. The kli is secondary. It's tuffle to the flame. V'lav mishum dechayis l'kviya. Has nothing to do with being choshes, it's going to go out. Nothing to do with that. The issue is, what's going to happen is, what I'm afraid of, that the kli, the candle, the nair, is a basis to the candle. And therefore, as long as the candle's lit, I can't move it. Once it goes out, then Rav Shimon says, I let you move it. Ask the Chazon Ish. Listen to this unbelievable question. Why is a ner muksa? Why is a flame muksa? The flame is muksa, and therefore the candle is a basis to a flame. Who said a flame is muksa? Says the Chazon Ish, I don't know why it's muksa. The only thing I can, and Shlomo Zalman says the same thing, it's only muksa because it's involved with Isurim on Shabbos. What do you use fire for? Only things that are usher. Cooking, burning things down, right? Those are all usher things to do. Lighting a fire is usher. Putting out a fire is usher. So the flame itself must be muksa. There's no Gemara that says that. There's no reason why it should be muksa. You want to move it around, I don't know how you're going to do that. You're going to burn your hand. But having said that, wouldn't be muksa. It's only muksa because it's involved with isher things, which is very interesting approach. All right, so we'll stop here on the second wide line, on the second line on top, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Menachem. Yeah.
Who is the?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Who are the garment sellers selling their shatnez clothing to? Isn't that Lif Ne'iver or whatever? How does that work? Or
you just you expect- know, when you buy it, you'll have to take the shatnez out.
Uh-huh.
Just trying it on.
Yeah. Okay.
No, the king right, shatnez is different. He's not selling shatnez. He's carrying different woolen linen clothes, different ones, but he's carrying them together. So it's like he's wearing it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, that's the case.
Maybe just something to go in.
No, look at the note, Marcel. Look at note 16. The shatnez container.
All right, I'm leaving.
I don't know.
What?
It says, look at note 16, to where the shatnez containing merchandise. It doesn't say together. I don't know. See note 16?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
All right. Good day.
Have a good day. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
How's the baby, Marcel?
Baruch Hashem.
Good. All right. Enjoy.
Okay.
Bye.